Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3.5 cents, closing at 3.38¾. January beans up 2¾ cents, closing at 9.96. And December wheat down 6¼ cents, closing at 409.5. That's a new contract low and low close in December wheat. Corn and wheat again under pressures as funds continue to pound both of these markets out here. Export sales this morning were light on corn, 639. Not very good on the wheat at 344. Beans weren't bad, 1.68. But obviously the funds continue to pound corn and wheat out here. We expect to make the lows the first Monday of the month, which would be next week, a week from today. We could make the low on December 1st. I think the question now is, you know, do the funds want to cover any of this, take profits before the end of the year? I would think so, but maybe it's a little bit early yet. Tonight at 3 o'clock, we're going to get the commitment of traders reports. Might even get it earlier than that. But we'll also get the final crop production report or crop progress report. It should show maybe a decrease of 1% in the wheat. It should show beans virtually completely harvested, and the corn, I'm guessing, 95% to 96% complete. So a little bit of work left to do on the corn, but I don't think we'll get any further updates on that. Bean market was led up again by the meal. Meal's strong, up 340 at 329.30. Oil was lower, down 34 ticks at 33.74. The funds were kind of even in the meal before this meal rally started, so they've got plenty of ammo on the upside. They were long an awful lot of oil, so I think we've seen them buying meal and selling oil. I'm guessing they're still long 30,000 contracts of bean oil, probably long 15,000 contracts of meal now. But I think really for the most part it's going to be what the funds want to do here over the next week, what the weather looks like around South America. If we see any evidence that La Nina is really grabbing hold, the market will rally. If we don't see any reason for La Nina, this market's going to have a tough time maintaining and sustaining any real rallies out here. So, you know, I wish I had something positive here, but this corn and wheat just keeps eroding. Minneapolis was down as much as 13.5 cents in December. So, you know, nothing really positive out here to really talk about. We need to see a change fundamentally in supply and demand, something out here, or we have to see the funds decide to cover these short positions. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.